This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Donna's in North Babylon. Hey, Donna.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, I think Loogie has to wear an L.
Uh-oh. Oh. What'd you do, Loogie?
When Evan was out, I called in. I said, Senga is pitching like a butterfly. Loogie, and I quote, said, no problem. Senga's going to be fine. I also said that Soto didn't get my vote to be on the All-Star team. And I didn't care. He didn't deserve it. And now, who's right? I don't think Soto still deserves it because he's not playing on as a team player. And Senga looks like garbage, and he has.
Hold on. Donna, Juan Soto's been the best player in baseball. The best player in baseball for the last 2 months. Big deal. He's been the best player in baseball for 2 months.
Okay, so listen. There is something not working on the Mets.
The other thing, too, with the selfish thing, the next game, Juan Soto, he was very selfish when he stole another base in the first inning, and he was very selfish when he legged out that triple. He's hustling. Everybody wants to turn it into that he's selfish. He's trying to get the team sparked. Look up. Look it up. He has the best numbers across the board in baseball.
Let him start the spark first.
No, we agree on that, Donna. I think trying to get Tommy to wear an L, which I respect, you needed to stick with the Kodai Senga argument. You can't go to Juan Soto because the reality is Tommy's right.
Like, Juan Soto's been great.
Juan Soto's been great. And the whole selfish stuff, and I said this yesterday, it doesn't matter if he's selfish. As long as you're producing. I'm sure a lot of athletes want to put their stats up.
You need more guys to be selfish.
Yeah.
Seriously. If it's going to make you elite and make you a producer and put yourself in position to score runs or score runs by hitting home runs, be selfish.
Be productive.
Yes.
And if it's coming based on you want to put your stats up, who cares? I don't care why you get there or how you get there. The Kodai Senga argument would have been better because Kodai was so abysmal, they sent him to the minors.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Donna called up on that day I was away and said, hey, Tiki, hey, Tommy, I think the Mets should send Kodai Senga down. You both would have laughed at her. Is that not a fair statement?
Without a doubt.
You would have laughed at her, right, Tommy?
I wouldn't have laughed, but I would have shot her down.
Thank you. All right. He's gonna fight me on everything. Of course you would have laughed at her. She was right. And I held out hope on Kodai, too, a couple of starts in. It was like, I think he'll figure it out. I think he'll figure it out. Eventually, and this is where I do give the Mets credit, they say, you know what? Enough waiting around. Now, let me address Sal Licata. Sal said something to my face. He then tweeted it, so I respect that. He's saying it in both places. He is accusing me.
You.
Accusing me of rooting for Jacob deGrom tonight.
No biggie.
Now, Sal, I want to make this clear to you and the audience. I'm a Met fan. I want the Mets to win tonight. I don't even want Jake to pitch well. That doesn't do anything for me. Would I like him to pitch well 5 days from now? Sure. Have I rooted for him throughout the... Of course. But I want to win. And so while I'm going to respect him, something Sal doesn't, and I'm going to cheer him, something Sal wouldn't do, I can do two things at once. Now, Sal, I don't know if you've admitted this on the radio, but you've admitted it to me, and I'm sure you've admitted it then on the radio. Sal Licata's the same.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Guy who openly rooted for Mike Piazza to hit multiple, if not three, home runs against the Mets when he was on the San Diego Padres.
I am wrong.
Why was he rooting for Mike Piazza? Because he loved Mike Piazza?
Yes. Which is, by the way, loving Mike Piazza, nothing wrong with.
Did he still want the Mets to win?
It doesn't matter at that point. You're rooting for Piazza to go deep.
If Piazza hits three home runs, they're probably not winning.
So exactly.
He was rooting tactically for the Mets to lose.
Exactly. So you, Sal Licata, have a track record of this. I do not. There has never been a moment in my FET fandom, including tonight at Citi Field, where I am rooting against my team because of an individual player. Unlike him and many others who didn't respect Jacob deGrom, who didn't appreciate Jacob deGrom, I did. I am not rooting for him. If you accuse me of it, you're lying. And you know what? Maybe I'll sue him for libel.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding, Sal. I would never do that. Imagine Sal listening right now like, what?
Sweating out.
I would never do that. Then, of course, people agree with him. Evan is love struck with this overrated pitcher from Bearded D. Let me tell you something, Bearded D. Overrated my ass. I'm going to fight with people in the mentions on the air. How about this one? Of course he is. He's the textbook definition of a loser Mets fan. 80% of Mets fans low-key like losing. It's sneaky comforting to them. That's from Chris. Hey, Chris, you can kiss my ass, too. Thank you.
All right. Oh, yeah. I'm just laughing at Bearded D.
Sorry. I just needed to respond to these horrific accusations. Yeah, do you have something to say?
I do have something to say.
What?
Because there is some truth to what Sal said.
Excuse me?
I don't believe Evan Roberts is entering Citi Field tonight.
I'll sue you for libel.
No, no, but hear me out. I do think there's an alternate non-Mets collapsing universe where you're rooting for Jacob deGrom tonight.
What?
In other words, things have gotten so bad, you have no choice in your Met fandom but to sit there and root hard. If the Mets right now were firmly in a playoff position, you could say all you want. There is a part of you that wants to go watch one last Jacob deGrom throw seven shutout innings kind of deal. You maybe want the Mets to win 1-0 in the ninth. But there's no doubt in my mind your love affair for Jacob deGrom now has to take a backseat because of the Mets collapse.
The reason I don't even want to engage in that debate is you're just creating a hypothetical. Like, I'm talking about the reality of today.
Okay.
Sal thinks I'm rooting for Jake. I am not. And I'm making it very clear where my rooting interests are. Now, my father, who taught me the Mets, who taught me the love of the Mets, and he's told me this story before, when Tom Seaver returned to face Jerry Kuzman, Tom, of course, then with the Cincinnati Reds after the trade, my dad said I wanted the Mets to win 1-0. That was his opinion. He said I wanted Tom to pitch well, but I wanted to win. I'm not even doing that. I haven't said, oh, I want to win 1-0. I'm not saying that. I hope they bomb him. I do. I hope he gets knocked out in the first inning. And by the way, just to prove my point even more, Jake's on my fantasy team. And I'm in the playoffs. Screw the playoffs. I'm going to lose anyway. I may as well go down in a blade of glory.
Bilotti dominating you?
He's kind of kicking my ass.
It's also a blaze of glory.
Whatever. So two things can be true. And I am demanding Sal Licata delete that tweet.
I think, Evan, I'm on your side and I believe you, but you're not helping your cause. You're coming off a little like sensitive to it. Like you're fighting with D-Beard and Sal Licata.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're reacting to Twitter trolls makes me think that it might be like maybe 1% true. Just because of the way you're reacting.
I'm going to retweet Sal's tweet, and I'm just going to write blasphemous. Is that used correctly?
Yeah.
Blasphemous.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I feel better now. I didn't listen to what Tommy said, but I'm sure it was interesting and informative.
Good. Why start now?
Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys. How we doing?
All's good.
Listen, I agree with Sean. He had me rolling with first reaction to the debate and when he said the audience didn't like it. Or the audience didn't benefit, or whatever you said.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was great. It was a tough listen. But I got to tell you, I got to be honest, Tommy won again. I think the bottom line here with the Mets is you don't know. I mean, you got 15 games, and I think they'll be fine. I mean, maybe I'm in the minority. I think they'll be fine.
Well, you know what, Chris? You know,
just think about that. 15 games after all, the entirety of this season, 162 in total, that it's going to be. And as good as they played at moments, and as confident as you were about how they actually had a chance to compete for a World Series, now you're talking about they got 15 games to make the postseason.
Can I tell you something?
That is a great fall from grace.
You want to hear something even crazier and more disturbing than even that? Let's say Chris is right, and the Mets win 10 out of their last 15 games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they go 10-5. Because of allowing Cincinnati to get this close, and San Francisco, but I want to use the Reds as an example, they could still miss the playoffs. And let me walk you through how. Mets go 10-5. Pretty good. Sounds good. The Reds are playing the A's, Cardinals, Cubs, Pirates, and Brewers. What if they go 11-5? Well, the answer is, actually, no, it'd have to be better than that.
12-4.
12-4. Yeah, thank you. If they go 12-4, the Mets miss the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.